Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Yes, thanks. Today on Caroline's Cause Corner, we have two very special guests, rock legend Alice Cooper and his lovely wife, Cheryl, who are going to be talking about their Solid Rock Teen Center and the amazing Christmas pudding holiday show that they have coming up in December. Good morning, Alice and Cheryl. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Good morning, Caroline.
It's great. Thank you.
Thank you. So, guys, this is the 15th annual Christmas pudding. For the listeners out there, the Christmas pudding is the best holiday charity rock event that you could ever attend. It's in Phoenix, Arizona, and it supports their wonderful charity, Solid Rock. Why don't you guys delve into why you started it and talk about the pudding?
Well, basically, Solid Rock is a teen center that is directed towards, you know, we get a lot of kids that are gang kids. We get a lot of kids that really are directionless.
Or with too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
And 13 to 19 years old, and we teach any musical instrument, bass, drums, guitar, dance, anything in the arts. And what it does is it sort of is an alternative to street life. In other words, if you can get a kid playing guitar that used to sell meth, I think it's a much better outcome, you know. And
yeah.
The whole idea behind it is really to break the cycle of what kids are born into.
You know, it's a big conversation in cities all over the country. And I know here in Laguna Beach, you know, we're really striving to establish a viable teen center here. And do you want to talk about sort of some wonderful outcomes, you know, that you've seen the teens grow and go on from participating in your center?
Yes. Well, the great thing about it is like, you know, any kid is at risk anymore. It's just one of those things where teens are all at risk because of what's out there waiting for them. You know, it's very available to them. It's easier to get heroin than it is to get beer, you know. So you need a place. When people come into this, they always ask us, the kids always ask, what's the catch? And I go, well, one thing, it's all free. All these things are free. And the second thing is that the catch is you show up and be a part of this whole thing. And it really does work. We've had some turnaround kids that are just...
We've had miracle stories of lives so radically transformed. Just really inspirational stories. There have been some suicide preventions. There have been some artists that have launched off of the rock that you're going to hear from someday, because just the level of talent that's being developed is formidable.
Well, Jordan Sparks actually started at the rock. And
she was our first winner at age 14.
And she was she won on American Idol. So, I mean, it was there's been a lot of success stories come out of here. But really, it's just giving an alternative to what the lifestyle already is out there.
So let's segue into the Christmas pudding show. How did you name it Christmas pudding? What's that? What's behind the pudding?
I came up with that. Believe it or not, my husband is usually the wordsmith, the idea guru. And for some reason, we had such a hodgepodge of talent and background. It sounded like a pudding where everything goes in the mix and that's the result. So the Christmas pudding was the obvious title.
And we decided to make the whole thing like a party, like a Christmas party. If somebody came to your Christmas party and there's a piano there or a guitar, everybody would get up and do something, you know, to kind of make the party fun. And that's pretty much what this is, except that in the past, I've had Pat Boone and Rob Zombie on stage together. You know, people that would never, ever be on the same stage up there doing Christmas carols. Dee Snider and, you know, a classical Russian pianist together. You know, Glenn Campbell and Ted Nugent. You know, so it's fun to mix and match all sorts of people up there that would never, ever perform together. And that's what makes it fun. It snows at the end. There's the giant finale. You know, it's really a Christmas party.
It certainly is. And let's talk about the party this year. Again, You're in your 15th year, and you have a very special lineup this year with your Hollywood Vampires supergroup that you're involved with. And that includes Johnny Depp, Joe Perry from Aerosmith, Brian Head Welsh from Korn.
He's bringing Korn in, which is an amazing. These guys do stadiums, you know. Sammy Hagar says, well, I'm in. I want to play. Gin Blossom's called up and said, well, we want to play. You know, so, I mean, it's really great when you get four or five headliners that want to come up and just do 30, 40 minutes on stage. And the audience benefits from it. I mean, you're there seeing four or five headliners for the price of one. And yet, at the same time, you know you're doing charity work, you know. And we're doing it at the Celebrity Theater, which is in the round, which makes it even more intimate. You know, it makes it more like a party. And, you know, most of the years we actually serve Christmas pudding to the audience.
Okay, so again, the Celebrity Theater and the Christmas pudding, Alice Cooper's Christmas pudding, is in Phoenix, Arizona. I know that there are just a few tickets left because this lineup is so insane. Listeners can get tickets at celebritytheater.com. And it's, of course, an all-ages show because it's for the teens.
It's a, you know, it's a Christian nonprofit. And people just come there and they just feel really like they're really at a home-style Christmas party, you know. And you look up there, people are laughing and just having fun. And it's really, really, that's what we want it to be. And we want the kids to come in and feel at home. We don't want a kid that's, you know, from the barrio to feel uncomfortable being with a kid that lives in a 40,000-square-foot mansion. When they get together in a room together, what do they talk about? They talk about music. That's the common denominator between all of them. And everybody feels comfortable together. That's the great thing.
So actually, I want to talk about real quick, you have your own version of American Idol, right? The Pudding Musical Talent Search. And tell listeners what that's all about.
It's called Proof is in the Pudding. And it's been going on for as long as Christmas pudding has. And we've launched some amazing local talent internationally.
You know, Jordan Sparks started with us. And she won an American Idol. And we just get these kids that, you know, you never know. You see a kid on the street, and you can tell he's going to be in trouble the rest of his life. And you sit there and you go, how do I know that that kid might not be the best guitar player in Arizona? Or he might be the best drummer in Arizona? You don't know until you get him in there and put a guitar in his hands. That's an opportunity he would never have unless he has this place. Because there's no music in school anymore. There's no theater in school. There's no dance in school. So they come to us, and we just want to suck out the all of the talent that's in them and say, this is what you can actually do. You don't have to sell drugs. You don't have to be in a gang. You can do this.
It's fantastic. We are speaking with the legendary Alice Cooper and his wonderful wife, Cheryl, on their Solid Rock teen charity, and also the annual Christmas pudding, which is a, can I call it a variety show? Because you have
it's
magicians
that, yeah.
And you have
magic and comedy. We have it all.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes, magic show. Listeners can get the tickets at celebritytheater.com. Again, we'll talk about the Celebrity Theater real quick because you have changed venues, and this is in the round.
It's a unique venue to do it. We were doing it at the Dodge Theater, and you know, I mean, and it was great. They were really great people, great theater. And we took it back to the Celebrity Theater because that's where we started. We started it there. And it just feels to me more like a party there.
It
feels like you're inside a great big Christmas, you know, birthday cake.
Wrapping up, do you have anything else you want to add?
Well, you know, we always encourage people, if they're in town, come on down and see the Rock. It's at 32nd Street in Thunderbird. Come on down and see what we're doing in there. Open at 3 o'clock during, you know, weekdays, three till eight. And you really get a really view of the art studio, the recording studio, the rehearsal halls, just what the kids are doing in there. And
you see kids in action too.
Yeah.
See what it is, and you'll get it as soon as you tour it.
As soon as you walk in, you get what's going on. Most of the stuff was donated in there by companies that care. You know, and we really appreciate that. And, you know, just to give you an example, we had one kid that came in every single day, played guitar, learned how to play pretty well. And we told him, we said, hey, listen, you can take the guitar home and practice, And he says, well, I can't do that. And I said, why? And he says, well, my dad's a junkie and he'll sell the guitar for dope. And I went, wow. You know, here we are. We're very insulated when it comes to those kinds of problems. But that's exactly the kind of problems that we want to address and break that cycle, you know, so that the kid isn't what his dad is. And, you know, that's just an amazing thing to it. It opens our eyes every time we hear a story like that.
You know, it is heartbreaking to hear a story like that where, you know.
It's heartbreaking, and at the same time, it's encouraging because we know that same kid has turned the corner.
So wonderful. Alice, real quick, do you want to talk about, you're like touring like mad, right?
We just finished a six-month tour. I was out with our band, you know, with the Alice Cooper band, doing Spend the Night with Alice Cooper, which is a big produced show. Cheryl plays three parts in the show. It's really, really cool. And we did over 100 shows. And then I was out with the Vampires for two big tours in Europe and in the States. And we're off now till April, but we were out for 6 months.
Okay, so Alice Cooper's 15th annual Christmas Pudding is Saturday, December 3rd in Phoenix, Arizona at the Celebrity Theater. Get your tickets at celebritytheater.com. And it's a not-miss show. You know, it is definitely the best celebrity charity musical event of the year.
And oh, thank you very much. And say, if you talk to Brian later on, tell him I'll see him at the show.
I will absolutely give him that message. I think he actually lives here in my town of Laguna Beach, so I will give him that message. And Cheryl and Alice, it is such an honor to have you on Caroline's Cause Corner. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Caroline. We hope you can make the pudding. We'd love to see you.
Thank you so much. And for all the listeners out there, if you have any other wonderful activist or nonprofit leader that you'd like to be on my show, please hit up my Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page and let me know all about it. And I want to, again, thank Cheryl and Alice Cooper for being so amazing, helping the youth and teens of our country. And keep up the great work and keep on rocking, Alice. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. I'll say it first, and then Alice will say it after me. Until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.